Number 6. Taking action. The body responds to extreme experiences by secreting stress hormones. These are often blamed for subsequent illness and disease. However, stress hormones are meant to give us the strength and endurance to respond to extraordinary conditions. People who actively do something to deal with a disaster, such as rescuing loved ones or strangers, transporting people to a hospital, being part of a medical team, pitching tents or cooking meals, utilize their stress hormones for their proper purpose and therefore are at much lower risk of becoming traumatized. Nevertheless, everyone has his or her breaking point, and even the best prepared person may become overwhelmed by the magnitude of the challenge. Helplessness and immobilization keep people from utilizing their stress hormones to defend themselves. When that happens, their hormones still are being pumped out, but the actions they're supposed to fuel are thwarted. Eventually, the activation patterns that were meant to promote coping are turned back against the organism and now keep fueling the inappropriate fight or flight and freeze responses. In order to return to proper functioning, this persistent emergency response must come to an end. The body needs to be restored to a baseline state of safety and relaxation from which it can mobilize and take action in response to real danger. My friends and teachers, Pat Ogden and Peter Levine, have each developed powerful body-based therapies, sensory motor psychotherapy, and somatic experiencing to deal with this issue. In these treatment approaches, the story of what has happened takes a back seat to exploring physical sensations and discovering the location and shape of the imprints of past trauma on the body. Before plunging into a full-fledged exploration of the trauma itself, patients are helped to build up internal resources that foster safe access to sensations and emotions that overwhelmed them at the time of the trauma. Peter Levine calls this process pendulation, gently moving in and out of accessing internal sensations and traumatic memories. In this way, patients are helped to gradually expand their window of tolerance. Once patients can tolerate being aware of their trauma-based physical experiences, they are likely to discover powerful physical impulses, like hitting, pushing, or running, that arose during the trauma but were suppressed in order to survive. These impulses manifest themselves in subtle body movements such as twisting, turning, or backing away. Amplifying these movements and experimenting with ways to modify them begins the process of bringing the incomplete, trauma-related action tendencies to completion and can eventually lead to resolution of the trauma. Somatic therapies can help patients to relocate themselves in the present by experiencing that it is safe to move. Feeling the pleasure of taking effective action restores a sense of agency and a sense of being able to actively defend and protect themselves.